Madame Rouge and ready to profit the outside. Ready to profit. Going to Madame Rouge. Nose and nose to the wire and ready to profit. Ready to profit. Nose down Madame Rouge with profits thumb third.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, this is the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend.
He's a very popular jockey here in New South Wales. He's got a clan, the Hippo Clan, Adam Hieronymus. He joins us on the phone on the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend. Good morning to you, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Well done on yesterday. What about Ready to Profit? You were just stalking in behind them and you got the job done on the line.
Yeah, it's a good win. Her trials and her track work's been good this preparation. She's really matured as a horse and it was good to see her go out yesterday and get the job done.
And what about the way that the race played out, Adam? Was it as you anticipated or did you have to start thinking about, plan B?
No, that's exactly how I thought it would turn out because we drew wide.
Yeah.
It's always going to be plenty of speed, but it's a good run from the 1,100, only one turn and big long straight. So I was just happy to let the speed go and just tuck in there somewhere in midfield. But the biggest thing was is to just get her in a rhythm, and that was the most important thing, and she was able to do that, and we found that rhythm, and she extended off that.
That was first up, mate, and I know you said she's been working well at home. Where do you think the team should take this one?
Obviously, she'll probably head to Brisbane now, and if she can just sort of aim up in those fillies and mares races up there over the carnival, I think she'll be very competitive. I think especially if she stretches out to 1,400, I think will be a lot better for her because she just likes the confidence, and that's why it's important to have her in a rhythm, just so she can find that confidence in herself. And she does have the talent, but it's just a matter of just keeping her happy. And I just don't think she likes being on the outside of horses as well, which helped yesterday. So everything fell into place yesterday.
Yeah, I think the quote from Gabe Waterhouse was that she would target one of those group races in Brisbane over the winter carnival. Riding at 53, Adam, how much of a challenge was that? Can you give us and the listeners a bit of an insight into, and obviously you were desperate to keep the ride, give us an insight into just the challenge that the week was to get to that weight?
Yeah, it was a bit of a challenge. I rode at half over, so I ran 53 and a half, which is still a push for me. I only sort of ride 54 in the summer, and then now the winter's come, I don't really ride under 55. And I'd been suspended all week too, so which made it hard.
Right.
So it's hard to keep your weight down when you're not riding at the races all the time. And obviously having to leave early to get the plane, to go to Scone, was a hassle. So everything was just against me. But, I was able to just sort of keep pushing myself and I was able to get it off and got the job done. I'm not sort of one to go on about it, but everyone that rides has to do it, so that's what happens.
Yeah, you make it sound, I could hear the challenge in what you were saying there. How much of it is the training that you do, and how much of it comes back to the diet, what you do, or more importantly from this point of view, what you don't eat?
It's just about knowing your body.
Yep.
And how far you can push your body to its limits. Obviously, it's not the first time I've done it, so I know what I can and can't do. And probably stopped eating like decent meals, maybe like Tuesday was my last decent meal, and then just sort of tapered off from there and just trying to drink plenty of water and just taking a little bit off at a time as it come up towards Saturday, just so I didn't have to do too much on the day. But yeah, obviously it was after the race, I was quite exhausted and I had to get off my last two rides, but it's worth it.
Mm. I know you're a big fan of China Doll, mate. I think you've been down to Woolloomooloo a few times. Any plans for lunch today on the back of that?
No, I'm not sure. I'm just waking up now. I'm pretty sore on my muscles and my back and everything else, so I'll just be kicking back today and relaxing.
Well, you deserve it, Adam. Congratulations on that win yesterday. The hard work that you put in during the course of the week, we don't get to see it, but you've given us a little insight there. So congratulations and well-deserved success yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Well done, mate.
Adam Hieronymus there. Gives you a little bit of an insight, doesn't it? Actually, it gives you a lot of an insight. Oh, yeah, we'll just ride it at 53 and a half.
Yeah, no.
He's had a tough week.
Very tough week. And just shows, obviously, the opinion that he had of the horse.
That's right.
So
that's a very good point.